Welcome to the Patient Empowerment and Medication Adherence Program for people with rheumatoid arthritis. We hope this program will give you a better understanding of this condition so that you can continue to live healthily. Through the next 4 weeks, you will find out more about rheumatoid arthritis and the ways to manage it, giving you the confidence to take control of it and live your life as normally as possible. But first, let's hear from Miss A and her encounter with rheumatoid arthritis.
I remember being in such great pain. My knee was swollen and red as I was wheeled into the emergency department that day. After receiving an injection to relieve my pain and swelling, the doctor ordered some blood investigations and I was told I have rheumatoid arthritis, or RA in short. I had no idea what RA is and never thought that I would have it. The only thing I understood then was that it has to do with genetic and environmental factors such as smoking.
Does Ms. A's story sound familiar to you? Like her, your diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis may have come as a surprise, but do not worry. Through this video, we hope to help you gain a better understanding of this condition. Let's start by looking at a normal, healthy joint. In a joint, there is a soft tissue found between the joint capsule and the joint cavity of synovial joints. This tissue is known as the synovial membrane. The membrane lines the joint and produces synovial fluid to nourish and lubricate the joints. When a person gets RA, his immune system produces antibodies that attack the cells in the synovial lining of the joint, causing it to become inflamed. Hence, rheumatoid arthritis is also known as an autoimmune disease because your body attacks itself.